a moment of time just to remind ourselves that God is looking down at our hearts. And we can sing songs, but we're here to worship, which literally means to bow down before Him. So we want everything we do to be an expression to God of how worthy we see Him and our surrender and submission to Him as the God of the universe who loves and gave His life for us through Jesus Christ. And so we're grateful for that, and we give someone in our congregation an opportunity to talk about that. We're just back from women's retreat. In the next few weeks, we're going to have one of the women share some things from that retreat. And let me see if I can hit this, get that to work. There we go. The theme was the sovereignty of God. And I'm just going to give a little thanksgiving before we have our first one here. And Tracy told me that Riley had gotten some feedback. And, you know, we are children of God, and we are in this earth to represent Him and His heart to others. And he told her that the people who provided the food, the cafeteria people, they told him that that this group was just so gracious, and they appreciated your appreciation for them. And the way they just saw a difference in the heart of how you were. And I'm just going to read you what the housekeeping people who didn't probably see any of you, but this is what they sent. They sent a text that said, I wanted you to know your church is the best in following our checkout information plus. They made it so easy to gather the bedding, and they left the rooms good. Just a basic cleaning is all I have to do. That's thinking of others. That's being a person who, even when you're being served, you still realize we're servants of Christ, and we want to be there. So I appreciate that, and I'm grateful that when we go places, we represent Him. I'm going to let the first one is my favorite person who went to women's retreat. So I'm going to let Robin share some things that she got from that. Oh, and she wanted me to hold the microphone, so I've got it.
Good morning. First of all, I have to say that I'm thankful for God's patience every day of my life. I feel like I'm the most blessed person in the world because He's been so patient with me. And I want to thank the Lord for Women's Retreat 2025. I want to say thank you to all of the women leaders who planned, who prayed, who sacrificed their time to make it a great weekend for us and to lead us to Jesus. And that was most important. And on Friday night, Tracy took us to 1 Chronicles chapter 29 to David's prayer of praise. And I was so excited about that because Mary Moore introduced me to that prayer in our Wednesday night Bible study, and I fell in love with it. And when I don't know what to pray, I can always go to that prayer because it puts your focus in the right perspective on the Lord. And I want to read verse 11. It says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things." I'm thankful for the privilege to get to have a relationship with the God, the one true God, who is over all things, and I adore Him for that. And then on Saturday night, in our little booklet, we went to to one of the chapters on God's grace, how gracious God is. And the first question was, how have you witnessed God's graciousness in your life? And I was like, many ways. But the one thing I wrote down was, it is by his grace that he has given me a hunger and a love for God's word. And I want to thank him for that every day, for the love for God's word that only by his grace that he's given me. And then the next one was, how does meditating on scripture help you praise and honor God? And I had been reading in Psalm 119 for the couple weeks before women's retreat. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back to Psalm 119 and I'm going to write down what meditating on scripture does for us. And the first two verses say, happy are the people of integrity who follow the law of the Lord. Happy are those who obey his decrees and search for him with all their hearts. And then I was like, oh, well, there's the answer to happiness. If you want to be happy, right here's the answer. And then I went on and I found that meditating on scripture gives wisdom, leads to obedience. It keeps us pure. It keeps us from sin. It gives us guidance. God's word revives us. It encourages us. It comforts us. It helps us to abandon our shameful ways. It gives freedom. It renews our life. And it opens our eyes to see how hopelessly lost we are without the Lord. And then I thought of the verse that James chapter 1, verse 21, which says, receive with humility the implanted word of God that has the power to save your soul. And so when I think about all of this scripture and meditating on all this scripture here on God's word, then it helps me to see how great, how powerful, how awesome God is. And then what does it do? It makes me bow down. I mean, I want to just fall down and bow down before God and say, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Point out anything in me that offends you, because I want to be right with you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. So then when I do that, then all praise goes back to God. And that's how he gets praise and glory. And that's what I'm thankful for.
Well, that's pretty good. See, I'm glad I got her up here, because that's not an easy task. But she did. That's really good. It surprised me when she was speaking how that's exactly what you read in that scripture, and it's exactly what that song is saying. Everything we need is in our relationship with Christ, and it's provided through those great and precious promises that he will give us life. So let me just pray. Father, we are grateful for you. And we realize that there's all kind of wisdom in the world, but there is no wisdom that leads to the full picture that brings us freedom and life that doesn't fall within the context of your word. And we are grateful, Lord, that we're not left adrift in this world to try to figure out how to live. But if we seek you, you open our hearts and reveal to us that your love is all we need. And we want to be faithful to you. And so we come to worship you now, to bow down before you and surrender our lives to you, because you are the only one worthy of us giving ourselves to. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.